Do this. Although I spoke to Lori about it, and she's going to get counterparts at the state level. See what's going on.
It's just us.
And it's not just us. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, any public comments this morning? Hearing none, move to item four, approve consent agenda. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve consent agenda item.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 5.1, presentation and discussion by Greenhouse regarding the May 2025 update. Greenhouse, can you hear us okay on your end?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you very much. We have a printed copy of that presentation in front of us, so if you have trouble with slides, it's not a problem.
I should be fine. Can you guys, can everyone see this presentation okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, awesome. I'll get it going. Please feel free to stop me if you want to have any discussion on these slides. Okay, we'll jump into campaign performance. Overall, the campaign continues to do pretty fantastic. Our impression delivery is up. We have 18 million impressions delivered through May. 500,000 clicks, and that's resulted in 567,000 sessions to the website, which is a great return. In total, and I'll reiterate, in campaign room nights that are coming from this particular campaign through a partnership with Expedia and TripAdvisor and Sojourn and others, the ones that we're tracking there is 1,800 room nights. Obviously, that is not total for the destination. That's just what we are trying to track to for directional success here. Within those OTAs, we have a strong booking impact overall. So Expedia had in total 190,000 in April, and that jumped to 343,000 in May. So it's been a nice return overall. Within the program, under the hood, social is one of our top drivers for total performance. It's been incredibly efficient, tons of engagement there, lots of traffic, and that's spanning across Meta, TikTok, and other platforms, which we're getting great engagement. And then we have our awareness layer, which is aiming to go after in-market travelers, travelers that are planning a trip. So they're looking to book and they're doing research. They're not in-market as in already traveling. But we're serving video to them to try to drive.
Yeah, this is
interest.
Tom. Yeah, this is Tom Goodman. This is kind of interjecting here. I mean, nice increases, of course, between April over May. Those kinds of things are what we expect. What we expect on usually during that time of year. We'd love to see year over year type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We can start to put that into play here. I think what I would say is, and we'll definitely optimize that for the future, a lot of the delivery metrics will be dramatically different strategies. I think some of the stuff that you're referencing, like sessions and room nights and engagement, are the things that year over year will come into play in a stronger way. So we'll have both of that in here. You'll see the sessions in here as year over year, but the context for that lift just needs to be assessed differently. Okay, quickly going through the OTA platforms, now diving in there a little bit further. Less engagement. Like, we see strong engagement. We're above benchmark at a 0.24 click-through rate, which is phenomenal, because you typically don't see that, especially on an Expedia platform where the intent for that is obviously they're trying to book. But what we're seeing is tons of gross bookings, so a lot of return there. Based on our investment with Expedia, that line-to-line is a 25-to-1 return on ad spend, which is great. And we're seeing a lot of great success underneath that with VRBO as well. Sojourn is also driving room nights and engagement, but at a lower level. But in totality, we're seeing really strong performance from this program overall for a relatively small investment through the campaigns thus far.
I'm going to interject here again. This is me talking to everybody else here as well. You'll notice that Vrbo becomes a strong name, which means that your vacation rentals are an important part of the market, and we need to spend some more time focusing on them. And that is also that the campaign we've been working on towards families is working.
Yeah, absolutely. We can continue to break that out further as a follow-up to show you what we're seeing from Vrbo, but we definitely agree that that is an important part of this mix and maintaining a presence with that audience, and how we target and then deliver messaging is critical.
Between Vrbo and Airbnb, you're going to be your biggest draws for your vacation rentals.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely agree with that. Especially the Expedia and Vrbo connection makes it a really positive, because many of the integrated search has changed there. They're offering quite a bit. Okay, so social, I talked to this earlier. As far as bang for your buck goes, this has been our best investment. You know, we have 2.7 million impressions, but the productivity of those impressions is incredible. Over 100,000 website sessions, tons of clicks. Our click-through rate of 0.543, I'm talking all over the place. My 5% plus click-through rate is far exceeding our benchmark, our aggregate benchmark, and we're just seeing positive performance across the board. Meta is really the most efficient, and it gives us that full funnel ability to reach people at all stages of the research funnel and drive high quality traffic to the site. And then TikTok, you know, TikTok really is playing a video role for us, similar to or complementing our CTV program. It's getting a lot of engagement. Lower completion rates, but that's really just standard as it comes to TikTok. We know that's just user behavior. And so we know we need to be there in order to motivate that traveler to discover us in other locations. Google, a hardworking foundational player for us, paired with Performance Max to try to drive as many quality leads and high quality site traffic as possible. The paid search portion of our click-through rate or campaign, has a 14% click-through rate, which is a huge increase. So we continue to optimize that. It continues to improve. It's really, the consumer is finding great connectivity with what they're looking for and then ultimately what's on site. Performance Max, which is that Google AI model, which is essentially just designed to drive a ton of volume from that interested party and try to get engagement out of them or quote leads out of them. So leads in this instance is a little bit different, but we are trying to drive a lot of volume across all of the Google owned properties. And that's really, really delivering. So an 8% click-through rate there, well above the industry benchmark, where you typically expect a lower click-through rate on Performance Max because it does cast a wide net. We're actually seeing a ton of high quality traffic come through here. So again, pairing with social, Google is also a very, very efficient layer for us to drive a lot of interested parties that get into our funnel, get into the retargeting pool, and then people that we can ultimately convert. Video and audio is the layer. In future versions of this, I'll present this earlier just because of what it represents, which is our functional awareness layer that sits above all of this, that's trying to drive that emotion, that interest that fuels the search program and social program. And we're seeing a ton of great response here. So high completion rate for video, almost 100% completion rate across CTV. And we're just seeing that across the board for this program. So working really well, very tactically done, and a really strong complement to the program. Then finally, pillar messaging. So this is our programmatic program that's going out after and promoting all of our specific pillars to those individuals that are demonstrating interest in birding or fishing or anything relevant to us. And we're targeting them across all of our key markets. We've doubled our click-through rate benchmark, so 0.28 there, which is phenomenal. Lots of clicks, lots of high-quality sessions coming to the site from very interested consumers. And then we're pairing that with retargeting to try to drive them back for final conversion event. So I'll pause there before we go into some of the main market performance. Were there any additional questions or comments?
Not from me.
You can go ahead. Thank you.
Cool. Okay, starting with the vacation rental market. So we saw the VRBO performance was strong here. For the most part, it's similar performance to what we showed last month. The only metric that is down is adjusted occupancy. So occupancy overall is down a little bit. RevPAR, ADR, and total stay value was up in the month. I'm assuming this is
that down. That down in the occupancy would be, it looks like it's because you're including owner occupancy right now. Most of the time, I think we've just had adjusted paid occupancy.
Oh, great call out. Okay, then I'm out. We can make that adjustment. Thank you for that. So that makes our performance even better.
Yeah, vacation rentals. I'll sing that song all day.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Say vacation rentals. I will sing that song all day.
Yep, love it. Love it. So as far as bookings go for the vacation rental, this hasn't changed too much month over month. So San Antonio continues to lead as well as Austin. We saw more demand from the Texas focused market, so fewer out of state visitations. So this was much more of a local month, and maybe that has something to do with that slightly lower visitation. And then we saw a great ADR coming from San Antonio and Brownsville. Okay, jumping over to hotel performance. I think this, and hopefully we've captured this in the right way. I will caveat, Cindy and I have been going back and forth with the tourism economics team, and we're getting really close to finalized data there. And this report will be more robust moving forward. So just bear with us as we continue to optimize that, because it's a slightly slower setup than we originally had been told. Anyway, so occupancy slightly down, so 0.3% down year over year. So relatively flat, but slightly down. ADR also down year over year, almost 2%. RevPAR down, and demand is down slightly. So when we look at our competitive markets, we're also seeing similar relative to our competition. South Padre actually is pretty darn in pretty darn good position with higher occupancy. Our changes were minimal. Obviously, we still did have the RevPAR drop and the room revenue drop. Port Aransas is the only one that's seeing a spike in revenue, with the others also down and down in a much more significant way. Then jumping into website performance, this is where you'll see a big win for the summer campaign that launched in April. With the pink bar being FY25, the elements of the program that just launched, this last couple months, and then the FY24 being turquoise that shows you the delta there. And you'll see quite a bit of an increase in total visitation. A lot of this is going to, this is total, by the way, not just campaign. This is total visitation to the site. You're seeing a lot of great campaign lift in this, and then growth in user base as your, you know, your new website is being discovered and engaged. So we're seeing really good positive performance and lift in May and April. So we hope that will ultimately translate into travel to the destination. When we break that out by new users, you're also seeing a similar lift. So much, much bigger uptick in FY25 compared to last year. And then total sessions, again, tells the same story. March and February were much more similar, but as this new campaign is launched, you're seeing a shift in ultimate growth in traffic to the site. This is a little bit of an eye chart, but just quickly examining the top pages. So we're seeing a lot of within family content, hotel content, and just generally weather and people trying to plan their trip. So I don't know that there's any surprises here, but ultimately strong engagement once consumers are getting to the site. And that's it for this June summary. Before I turn it back over to the team, is there any additional questions or things that you want me to go back through?
Oh, you can go ahead. Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you.
Are we waiting on? Is that it?
That's it. Okay.
Is there any other comments from anybody?
You really want me to make more?
Always.
Report looks good. I'll say that.
Yeah.
We're as a destination as a whole, we're feeling a little slow this summer. I don't know why. I've spoken to Lori Moore about that a couple weeks ago to see what the state has, any data on what the state of Texas as a whole is doing and where CompSat's doing. If you have any insights into that, you could forward over to the staff here. That would be helpful. We have members of our business community that are feeling a little stressed. Now, I would like to present them data to show them the truth, not by just looking at an empty parking lot. So that would be very helpful.
Well, Greenhouse, do you want to comment on that right now, what you're seeing on a national level? I don't think it is as bad as what the chairman's suggesting. I think our weekends are doing definitely great. I think during the midweek, early midweek, you could use some lift. But any comments you could say? Our friends, obviously, up in Port Aransas are seeing a major dip compared to what we're experiencing right now. Any insight would be helpful.
Yeah, and I'll give you a summary now, and we'll send this over in an email so I can highlight some of the statistics and anything that's helpful to share with your stakeholders. But ultimately, we did a little bit of digging on this, and I think all of our tourism partners are feeling a little bit of the same thing in terms of May softening and the market being slightly down. So generally, air travel was down across the board domestically, almost 2%, which I know that we're talking at a more macro level there, but that does correlate with the slight dips that we're seeing in South Padre. Demand was also down for total lodging, including short-term rentals. To your point, Blake, we saw a real significant dip in our competitive markets. So we can blow that out even further, and it tells an even greater story that there's a lot less demand relative to what we're seeing in our competitors in other Texas markets. So we can definitely blow that out. So in general, a lot of it suggests that some of it is the shift in holiday weekends. Obviously, the political market and is changing things, and people's willingness to jump into travel that seems to have slowed a little bit. International travel is obviously down, and so there's just a few things. But I'll write this all up in a more formal POV and share that with the team so that you're armed with information to share with your stakeholders. And we're continuing to work with the Tourism Economics Group to get more intelligence from them to help us navigate this. But I think to Blake's point, overall, the market's in better shape than it might feel, at least from what the numbers are telling us. And we have quite a bit of campaign momentum that we're hoping carries us into the summer. And we start to see an uptick in June. And that's what I would bank on.
Are we, we talked often, we say, well, the booking window gets shorter and shorter. And for us in vacation rentals, it's over the years, it continues to get shorter and shorter. I'm wondering if people are just, again, because of economic issues, less discretionary income, are waiting more and later and later to book and just finally saying, oh, okay, we'll take a trip. And I don't know how you collect or gather. There is some data available that you can get on booking windows, and I mean, but some of that might be very interesting as well.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that for you. We'll get that part of the picture will get clearer too as more information gets collected. So we can absolutely do that. That's another one of the reasons why, if we go back to the summer strategy, and we're right there with you, which was to be much more local, regionally focused, so drive market focused, so that we can capitalize on people that might be a little bit more hesitant, late booking later in the season, but they're close, so they're not needing to plan as far out. So we're hoping that that'll help pay off as people start to feel more comfortable with travel.
Great.
One quick question for Blake, if we can get this information. And I asked it a couple of years ago. I think we're getting close. It appears we're getting close to the same number of people every year. The difference is I still think our inventory has increased. It'd be interesting to know how many permits we have and how many units we have total, because we're not, I think we've increased quite a bit and our demand has not increased with it. So we have a lot more inventory and we have the same number of people. So our numbers aren't really going up based on the number of inventory that we have, our percentages, but we're kind of holding the line from past years. That's kind of where I think part of it is. And then of course, the more inventory you have, the prices start dropping a little bit, or you start getting competitive with Airbnb. It's a lot easier for people to book online without having to go through an agency or call a hotel. But I think with correct. Yeah. So I think it'd be interesting to see if there's any correlation. One of the years that I checked, I think after COVID, we went almost about 30% more inventory compared to the previous year. So if you're doing that and we're only going up anywhere from 5 to 10%, we're not maximizing it. Somewhere along the line, there's a problem. And the other thing I've noticed this summer was I always was able to find a price point that people would book. If you put a condo, for example, at Saida for $175, it's going to get rented all day long, whether it's weekday or weekend type thing. Right now, you can put almost any rate, and it doesn't guarantee you're going to get a rental during the summer. And we're now in the middle of it. I mean, you know, we shouldn't be running at 50% during the summer, midday. I mean, they're just kind of the little things that I've seen. And so it's kind of weird that we don't have that price point. Normally, you can find it, and it's just really, it just, the demand doesn't seem to be as there as much. So anyways, if you can find that out, I'd really appreciate just the numbers.
Can we please include an agenda item on that, or if someone could please remind me? So we'll get with you, Brian. We can write something up to discuss that next month. I'll take some time I'm curious about the permit numbers. I know we've had an increase, and I attribute that primarily to the boom we experienced during COVID. So, but anything else on agenda item 5.1? Okay, Greenhouse, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. And you don't need to drown us in data on that information about what's happening with the comp set, the state, and the nation. Some bullet points is really all we need. to explain to the small business owners in this community that something we're just going to have to get through this summer.
No problem. All right. We'll follow up shortly.
Thank you. All right, we'll move to 5.2, presentation discussion regarding the VSBI monthly report. Nope, there you are.
Good morning. Good morning, Lori Morris, Senior Operations and Events.
Good morning.
So here's a recap for May 2025. We had a busy May, starting off with Shallow Sport. It was hosted over at the Convention Center along at, with Louis for their takeoff. I will tell you that they were absolutely sold out. It was a very, very successful event. She added a new component of the scavenger hunt, which went very well. That was also inland and on water. Very interesting, but very successful. This is one of our big staple events. She's at capacity, so expansions is very important for us because we need to fill, you know, bring more people, and she's at capacity, and she would love a bigger space, and we would love a bigger space to assist her and along with the other groups that we have that are maxed out. So kudos to Kyra and her team. She does a great job with this event. Next one is Run the Jailbreak. This also was another sold-out event. This was a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday for the slower runners. Our team also participated and had a great time. Also, again, sold out. We have had conversations with Tim and Marisa. We have a meeting. Luis and I have a meeting with her tomorrow and Tim, along with another promoter. She heard us, you know, to bring another event, you know, because their events are so successful and they know what they're doing. So we are meeting with her tomorrow, along with Tim, to bring an event in October, you know, which is a time that we need it. It's going to be a fun event. It's going to be something that hasn't been brought to the island before. So we're looking forward to meeting with her tomorrow and Tim and getting the logistics in and getting the places. And I think probably ending it, starting at a certain point and ending it at the center with a big event there at the center.
Great.
So that's coming in October, God willing. Memorial Day fireworks, you know, they're always very well attended. It was a great show over the entertainment district. Brought a lot of families. You know, our team was out there as well, getting some content and capturing the entertainment, the family component. And it was a very busy weekend. And about maybe an hour, you'll be getting the hot tax report. It'll be coming out. I've been told that we're going to be pleasantly surprised and happy. So,
great.
Next upcoming events are going to be here, the 4th of July parade. I don't know if you've seen the banner. It looks really good on the medium banner. It stands out. It's caught a lot of attention. We've gotten a lot of phone calls on it, actually. I think it's starting this time at a different access. It's at Beach Access 8, starting at 9 in the morning, and we'll finish at Beach Access 4, and Debbie is running point of that. So if anybody has any questions or comments, we can assist, if not Debbie. Our 4th of July, this is our bigger firework show that we have. It's the 4th of July firework show on the bay. Starts at 9:15. God willing, we'll have great weather and a lot of people on the island, followed by the event that's going to be at the Convention Center on July 5th, which is the Duelo concert. There's three bands performing that night, and the doors open at 5 o'clock, and we've had a good it's been received very well. We're watching the weather for it as well and watching the occupancy to see how that's going, but that's been well received as well. And that's it for group sales. I'm sorry, for events, if you have anything. Any questions, anything? Sean, I see you.
No, I mean that. No, I'm happy to hear that Marissa says y'all are going to brainstorm and see what we can come up with.
Yes.
That's cool. No, that's good. Should be, all that stuff should be great. It always is. Y'all do a great job with all that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job, Laura.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Kelly Carreri, Director of Sales for Visit South Padre Island. For the month of May, we had a total of 37 leads. Room night potential was at 5,598, and contracted room nights ended up at 2,798. The actualized events were at 19. We had a Fun Cheer Spirit Splash, which had over 1,200 registered participants and brought in about 3,000 in attendance daily. They actually did it over the weekend. They had their team sports on the Saturday and then their school sports on the Sunday. This competition is huge, and they actually ended up leaving us signed three additional years, so now they're with us through 2028. Definitely brought a lot of visibility and some great presence to the island. They do use vacation rentals as well, so we're hoping to be able to build from that moving forward.
And I just want to interject here, but this is a type of event, and this is what we're chasing after, these youth sporting events. This is a cheerleading event. We get several requests for these type of events. This is over 4,000 participants. You know, I walked into our X Hall, and we were jammed to the brim. You couldn't put any more people in there. In fact, if you can, it would have been a safety hazard. That is the reason why we want to expand. This is why, and our hotels were booked. Your VRMs probably saw a spike as well. But this is a prime example of why the X Hall needs to be expanded, not only to host these types of events going forward, these meaningful events that actually make a positive turn to our local economy. So we'll be much better with an expanding X Hall with type of events like this. So. Thanks for pointing that out, Kelly.
No, thank you for adding to it. Yeah, definitely need the expansion. And then also, Region 1 Educational Services is a huge partner of ours. They had two different meetings this past month in May. They bring over 15 meetings and conferences, conventions, and training sessions to the island annually. We hosted their annual technical conference May 12th through the 15th and their school board conference May 16th through the 17th. With a combined attendance of 1,500 people. We extend our gratitude to Region 1 Administration for their continued partnership and collaboration. And additionally, we'd like to actually recognize our operations team for the quick turnaround and flip of the space. It really made it easy and accessible for us to be able to produce these events so quickly and effortlessly. So then we had our community engagements. We hosted our quarterly Island Partner Luncheon at the Courtyard Marriott. We had a guest speaker from the Brownsville South Padre International Airport, Mr. Kalafa, the Assistant Director of Aviation. He spoke about their possible expansion and what they're doing to partner with the island. They're looking for advertising possibilities with our partners and separate venues, but definitely had some great information to lend with our, the lift coming in and out of that area and hopefully being able to expand a little bit more and get more involvement with the island and for the destination.
Very good.
Thank you. That's really it. We just want to thank the Courtyard Marriott for hosting that. It was a great event, and we hope to do another quarterly event this August.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning. Mauricio Cervantes, website and data specialist for Visit South Padre Island. Just a quick update on the website and texting. For the month of May for text signups, we did have a new 365 people sign up for texting. Every month, we just keep getting more and more people signing up for texting. And every time I send a text out, people react, respond, and then I get another 300 emails to respond to. What's a good problem to have for the website? I know Greenhouse gave a quick overview, but for the month of May, we did have an increase in active users, pretty much a 30% increase from last year's May numbers. One thing we did want to highlight now with the new website, we also revamped a lot of the forms on the site, making it a lot easier for people to fill out and get their inquiries in. So for the month of May, we had visitor guide requests, 248 submissions now. That's a 200% increase from last year. And for the e-newsletter that we send out, the consumer one, we had 204 new submissions. That was pretty much a 784% increase. The problem previously is that was just very complicated for people to fill out the form. We were asking for a bit too many questions. Some fields were mandatory, some weren't. So we just made it all uniform, made them all look the same, asked the same verbiage, and it worked.
Any demographics on who's signing up?
We can check by the zip code and that information. I can go into more detail if you want to see those specifics.
What specifically are you asking? When you fill out the form?
Yeah, is there any demographic information in regards to who's actually signing up?
Yeah, it's a good question. We have that. We could get that information from our distributor. I'm sure it's probably a lot of Midwestern winter Texans in that number. I think
yeah.
that... That number has increased, I think, mainly due to our updated website. Ease of use, more user-friendly. I think that we're seeing a major uptick in requests for those items just because the technology is there.
Yeah, the fact that they're requesting visitor guides makes me think that they might be the older crowd.
Yeah, I agree too.
And then I tried to respond and say I still haven't gotten it, so it's like resend it again.
All the stuff you've been putting out has been looking really good. Where is this one here? Yeah. You gentlemen are receiving these, correct?
Yeah.
Signing the text messages they've been sending out?
Oh, we have good news.
I find this. Sign up. You have his mobile number. Sign him up.
Yeah. And another thing we want to highlight, we finally got a new QR code where people can scan it and it'll automatically fill the text for them, SPI, they hit send, and it'll sign them up automatically.
Thank you.
So we'll be creating those flyers and handing them out to island partners. That way they're everywhere. Nobody has no excuse to not see this QR code.
Okay.
This was Sean's initiative. I think it took many years to actually complete. So I think we're finally there, Sean.
Well, don't you find when you get a text message that, boom, it's in your face with the information as opposed to deleting 20 emails every morning?
Yes. I've been quite impressed. The quality of the imagery and the events and how they're outlined have gotten much better. Mm-hmm. I could finally raise my hand and say this is something that I'm proud of. So nice work.
Yes, very good job. Are you going to use the same signs that you did a few months ago that I've seen? Oh, okay. And you're going to order like 10 times more of them, right? No. Okay. Yeah, my vision is that these QR codes, the signage anyway, inviting not only guests but locals to scan that code and get signed up. Oh, not to be a dead horse, but it's annoying to have someone that interacts with dozens of guests a day and they don't know what's going on this weekend.
Yeah,
you know, I know that they should sign up. They should take that initiative. They don't, so we need to do it for them. All right. Was that it? You done with your stuff? It clicked back over off of your slide, so.
No, that was for me.
Oh, okay. All right, great job.
Thank you.
And thank you. And thank you for being so responsive when myself and partners contact you. He does that, by the way. He gets back to us right away.
It's fantastic. This whole team does it. It's great.
Thank you very much. Accolades.
Wow,
how many awards did you win now?
It's social. Denise is traveling for an activation for the San Antonio Spurs,
okay.
So I'm doing her slides for her. So May Social Insights, Facebook engagement, our rate per impression is up at 0.7%, which was a 55.3% increase year over year, which is great. For Instagram, content views are up at 1 million, so that's really, really good news. That's a 22.5% increase. And then organic engagements are at 31,000 with a 19.6% increase year over year. TikTok video views are up at 1.45 million at 60% increase, which is a really good job year over year. And I can't remember which video performed virally on TikTok, but that's where those numbers come from.
Yeah, she and whoever else is working with her is continuing to just do better and better and better at that stuff. It's been nice, really nice to see. And I've had people mention it to me quite often that they ask, who's doing this? They've been really impressed.
That's good.
It's not the stale stuff we've had prior to, the old days.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, greenhouse and cachet.
Good, good, good.
Oh, no, the videos are gone. Okay, well, the main top social post for Facebook was a free fishing day post. That performed really well. We just reminded people about a free fishing day. For Instagram, the road trip from San Antonio to SPI, it got 41,000 views. We really wanted to show you the video. It was basically her traveling back from San Antonio, how to get to South Padre, exiting for Highway 100, and crossing the bridge. It was a beautiful day. It performed really, really well. Got a lot of engagement, a lot of comments of people saying they can't wait to make that trip. and just kind of reminiscing on making those trips down to South Padre Island. She's planning on doing another one from Austin here pretty soon, if she hasn't already, and I'm hoping for the same positive feedback, but people
yeah,
enjoy
that's great.
That trip.
Very clever.
She made it look really aesthetic, so that's great. And then TikTok Entertainment District. We always say the Entertainment District when we're distributing flyers or promoting the fireworks over the bay. So sometimes we get a lot of questions, what and where is the Entertainment District? So we did a little highlight about all the locations across the Entertainment District from south to north. So great. A great post, and it performed really, really well on TikTok. But I wanted to share the videos, but if you haven't, go look on our social channels and give us more views. So really, really great post for me. Any questions regarding social?
Please send her our kudos.
She's on. She's listening. She's just, I think,
okay,
she's
very
traveling
good.
Today. So
very
she
good.
Sees you, but we will let her know. Oh, wait. Is this them?
Oh, here we go.
Out of you, April.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Oh, I tried.
Mind. We get it. We get it.
Okay. Well, that's what it looked like. Look how pretty. Let's take a road trip to South Padre Island. The water is great.
Yeah, she'll do very well with her Austin one as well. That's good.
Thank you.
Great.
Hi, good morning. Cindy Trevino, Director of Marketing and Corporate
morning.
Sponsorships. So, yes, the social media post on the road trips, I told Blake we need a road trip from everywhere in the U.S. So yeah. We can post about it.
Yeah, good job, Denise.
So these are this is our corporate partnership with Austin Football Club. We had an activation. It was our very first activation since our beach chair came in. It took place May 28th. It was very successful. Of course, all of their games are sold out. So me and my team, we were there giving out promo items. We also hired a company to go take pictures as well of everybody that's sitting there in the chairs. They would take a picture, and the picture that they receive, it had a frame that had a QR code that would lead them to the South Padre Island website. So that was very successful. Everybody enjoyed that chair. As you can see, it's a massive chair. There's four people that are able to sit there. St. David's Hospital, that's a group of ladies on one of these pictures. They were super excited to be there. The other photo has our logo on the Jumbotron, so that every time they announce the out-of-town games, we're one of their sponsors. And, of course, we have our logo all over the ribbon, the LED ribbon in the stadium, their TVs. And I wanted to show you a clip that Denise took while we were there on site.
Hey guys, you're in Austin, Texas at the Austin FC game. Getting ready to go down to South Padre Island next week with my family. Excited about it. Go Verdes!
So whatever, when you're engaging with people that don't know we exist, what is their reaction? There's an island in Texas?
And to be honest with you, they all know about South Padre Island. Yes, a lot of them would be going to Port A, but they all say that they love South Padre Island a lot more, that there's more to do. It's cleaner beaches. And so through this activation and through our partnership with Austin FC, again, this is a branding initiative also to keep South Padre Island on top of mind when they are planning their beach trips. Mm-hmm. So right now, our visitation shows that San Antonio and Austin are one of our top visitors right now to South Padre Island. So I believe these partnerships are working.
Yeah. I love the engagement. That's great.
While I was in Austin, KXAN, which is Austin's number one news station, they invited me over to their station because they are also partnered with Austin FC. And they wanted to see what more we can do in Austin. So this station is basically the Channel 5 of the Valley. Everyone watches the station to get their news, their weather reports. And right here in this picture, he is the chief meteorologist for KXAN, and he asked to get access to our beach cameras. So maybe we might do some type of partnership with them so they can show the island and mention the weather every weekend. And so exactly what we do with Channel 5, this is something that we'd want to do with KXAN.
Yes, please. It's great, and that costs almost nothing to do that.
Yes, exactly. And that's all I have.
Great, great job. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm back.
This Island Partner Features this month, Texas Highways did a really great article about where the highway ends. So they drove all the way up to the north end of, north end of the island, did a really good article. Danielle Lopez gave us a call and just asked us some information. She's really, really great to talk to. It's a great article if you haven't read it. Just talks about South Padre Island and what you can do and camp up there as well. It's just a really neat article. South Padre Island staff accolades. I'll let kind of Blake and Lori go through this, but we have a few. They're looking at me like, "What am I talking about?" Staff accolades and anniversaries this year. So, including Blake, he's here.
As you can see, we got some really dedicated staff. I'm blessed to be working with them all. There's a fantastic unit. They're a great crew, and I appreciate your dedication. And for the years to come, I think everybody's engaged and obviously dedicated to their roles and responsibilities. So a true kudos to and thank you to all of my team for doing it.
Oh, there's several anniversaries in there. Congratulations.
We got Stephanie Hernandez 1 year. Alexis, my assistant. Can't believe it.
Blake Henry 2 years. Amen.
Mauricio coming to the table with 4 years. Mariana, 4 years. And Denise, who's listening somewhere else.
It's hard to believe.
At 4 years. Thank you so much for your dedication. Look at that.
Thank you all.
I just want to say a quick, just piggyback off of Blake. I really do appreciate our entire staff. You know, we all work very hard, including op staff, myself, our marketing. We wouldn't be where we are right now if we didn't all work together. It's not just a one-person team. It's all of us, including Blake, it's all of us, honest to God. And we have a great team. I think we have a very great momentum going, and we want to keep it up. And as you can tell, we have employees that stay, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So we're doing something right, and I appreciate it.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Mariana are here, and you guys never really get to see them, so they're in the audience with us today.
Yeah, I've been here years.
I just noticed that we got our May hot tax numbers. Why don't we walk us through those numbers real quick?
Well, she usually emails it over.
I know, but you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about it.
Be good. You wouldn't be.
Trust me, this one every month stresses me. And I'm like, please, please, if not Brian's going to call me, if not Sean's going to call me.
How much are we up?
Nice. Budget? Okay, so for for the month of May 2025, our budget was $1,000,001, and we surpassed it. We're up by 8.47%. So I'll share this out with you. So we collected $1,017,264 for the month of May, which is really
very good.
Which surpassed last year's and the year prior.
There you go.
So
very good.
Hey, that's a very good number for me.
So far, because I know some collections run in late, right? That's your bottom line as of
so far. What we've caught, collected as of, I'm assuming yesterday. We'll have some stragglers that come in towards the end that'll bump this up a little bit higher. But happy to report that this beat out last year and the year prior.
Very good.
This is really good for me. This is a really good indication that, we're on our way up. And June, I think, is going to be good. Sean, I respectfully disagree with what you're saying, and I think it's going
to
be great.
No. This is a misconception here.
Yeah.
We need to provide our stakeholders with information to show them that if their numbers are down, there's something that they need to be addressing.
Correct.
That is what I'm trying to provide the information
correct.
On.
Our stakeholders need to know that, if they need some help, we're here to help, too.
Here to help.
As a community shared value, we'll do everything in our power to market your small business, et cetera.
Absolutely.
I'm actually meeting with the chamber this afternoon to figure out a ways to help the small businesses market better by utilizing our team. So we're trying to come up with a plan with the chamber.
Well, I think something that would be very interesting as well is, and I've talked about this before, but our slow seasons are not as slow as they used to be.
They're not.
And I think that we need to, some historical data would be very interesting to see how our off seasons are becoming less off and more on. Mm-hmm. I recently had a conversation with a person who was trying to say, well, you know, it just looks kind of weak for this coming. And I said, well, what was your off season like? Well, we've been busy all year. I said, well, have you always been that way? No, that's picked up. And so we need to help them understand how we're actually working here to level this out all year long instead of just the ups and downs as summer.
You're absolutely right. And there's a story to be told. And I think our bureau will be doing a lot more of those community engagement events in town halls, talking about where we are, what we do, and how that translates to economic development, economic impact, to our community support, it's big things as a convention center expansion, and how that translates, and how that pays down your city services. And without tourism dollars, you'd be paying a lot more. So understand that concept of what we do on a daily basis would be extremely helpful for our community. So we intend to go out there and be more vocal in that department.
I agree. And Tom, going off again what you said, you sent over the email with about 20 items for us to start looking at. And we started, you know, Alexis and I and the team have started. We picked it apart, you know, we went from easiest to most time-consuming, but we'll get it. But I do agree. I think a recap and just maybe just some information on the off-season and how events, whether they're with the sales department or the in-house produce events or just events in general, how it helps boost for the off-season. You know, I'm about to share, and I'll send it to you all, the email, but Tacos and Tequila, it won an award again, you know. So, again, this is really something that we should be very proud of. I'm very proud of it. It's coming to fruition. You know, we've got to be consistent. We've got to stay with what we're doing to keep South Padre in the map, you know, so that way the people know where we're at, you know, to have events during the off season. Hence why we're having this meeting tomorrow with Marisa, with another promoter who's successful. So we know that, you know, they're going to bring good family events.
And just like on a national level, through Tourism Economics, they mm-hmm. are really recommending that we look back at 2019 and 2023, if anything, because 2020, 21, 22, and 24 were outliers. So a lot of the data that they are recommending that we reference is actually comparing to 2019 or 2023. So just that's a national level recommendation. I actually had one more slide that it's very important. So if we can get the slide back up. So we are nominated for a Condé Nast Traveler Reader's Choice Award for Best Island. Last year, we were ranked in the top 15. Voting is open until June 30th. So if you haven't voted, please do. We sent out an email to our island partners. Thank you to the city staff. I got a lot of responses from the city staff department saying, we voted, April. Thanks for sending this out to us. So we appreciate the support from our coworkers throughout the city. But please scan, Sean, please scan the QR code.
I already voted.
You can vote more than once. it's for the best island. So just click on Island and search South Padre. It's a few quick questions. And we appreciate the support, and we look forward to hopefully winning. We'll know in October if we got one. But last year we did at ranked 13th, so we're hoping to rank a little bit higher.
And that's the thanks to you and your team's hard work, because y'all really hit it hard and got the word out to vote. Yeah, doing great.
Thank you.
April, could you make sure that it gets out today in an email to all city staff?
We'll do it again, yes.
Thank you.
Any questions? Cool, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for staff, gentlemen? Hearing none, move to 5.3, discussion of possible action to approve the funding request for Kemp's Crawl 5K in September of 25. Did this go to SEC?
Correct.
What'd they have to say?
So they recommended the $5,000 in marketing.
Mr. Henry, you're cool with that?
I am.
Motion.
Go ahead, Mr. Goodman.
Motion to approve.
Second. You need to put that in details. Do I need to say the dollar amount? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 5.4, discussion of possible action to approve the funding request for SPI Indoor Kite Fest in February of 26.
Yes, the committee's recommendation was the $21,000.
Mr. Henry?
This is contingent And Lori, correct me if I'm wrong here. Bill and Susie have a little over $3,100 they didn't spend.
Correct.
But last year.
Correct. They have $3,100 in excess from last year's funding, so they're going to move it over to this upcoming event in February 2026.
So that's why it's at 21?
Right.
So but normally it would be at 24?
24. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're asking for 24. I'm okay with that. I'd love to see them be under budget. I do believe that their event can be produced again at $21,000 or less.
Right.
And formally request that any money is not spent be paid back to the city immediately. I don't understand this business of holding on to that money. I'm just learning about this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason why they should be holding on to any cash, city funding for this event. It should be
remitted
back to the city immediately. Okay. Under that,
this indoor event, I mean, I see a lot of people out there. They're charging people to come into the event, all that kind of stuff.
They are.
And they're still needing this kind of money.
Okay.
It's a legacy event. It's an event produced for our winter Texans. It keeps them engaged. I have no problem with it. It's well attended. They did a fantastic 2-day event. It was apparently sold out for 2 days,
for two
right?
days, correct. We did also track their room nights, just for clarifications as
right.
well. They had submitted over 1,100 room nights, so Luis and I went through them to take out the duplicates, to take out the ones that were over 30 days at the county, et cetera. And those that put 5 to 7 nights, we only granted them 2 night stays, you know, because we know that they didn't come here for 5 to 7 nights for just BNS Kites, you know, I'm sorry, for Kite Fest. So we did our due diligence and brought it down to $395.
Correct.
On the room night pickup for Kite Fest. So again, 2-day show indoor, sold out. It's well received. You know, if you all remember, Bill and Susie retired and then they came back because we requested them to come back and they did.
Yeah. So staff recommends $21,000 for marketing and operations.
It's up to you if you want to do marketing.
I mean, whatever we've done in the past.
They do both.
They do both.
Yeah.
And they also, to my knowledge, I don't think they pay themselves anything. It just covers all of these expenses to get these people down
here. Well, I mean, I'd like
to
take a look at all expenses associated with it, a complete audit of it. But with that, I think that we're okay with approving $21,000 for marketing and operations for this event.
Okay, motion to approve $21,000 for marketing ops for SPI Indoor Kite Fest for February of 26.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
I made a motion. You second? Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're in discussion. I'm kind of curious about this one because we know. I don't know what Winter Texans are going to do this year with what's going on with Isla Blanca Park. We discussed that last month or month before.
We have. And
but I like this because these people are going to be bust down from the Upper Valley to come stay the weekend. So the room night generation may be even higher if... I think they sell out, don't they? I mean, there's only so much room with those bleachers,
too.
Yeah,
they do a pretty good job. It's a great event. I mean,
in February.
Yeah, so...
For me, it's more of something to do for Winter Texans. I think it's been, Winter Texans have actually been probably the most consistent over the last 5 years. Numbers, rentals. I mean, they don't pay the hotel motel tax, but what they do help generate for the businesses and everything else, I think it's worth it. I mean,
of course it's worth it.
It's an event.
Our Winter Texan impact, economic impact is huge.
And
when their family visits and they book rooms and condos, they get taxed. That's a misconception about this Winter Texan thing.
When they fly in?
And they do. They fly on planes.
Fly in, picking up Nico back there.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
This meeting's adjourned.